St. Alphonsus Liguori makes an interesting point. He says, what if there were two classes of people on this earth? If there were some of us who God had created for heaven and gave us the means and the opportunity to get there, and if there were others of us who were not capable of getting to heaven, that were created only for this world. He says, those who were created only for this world would be amazed, shocked, if they saw those who were created for heaven acting as if they were created for this world only. If they saw those who were capable of getting to heaven, instead of doing the things that would get them there, if they were doing all the things that those were doing who were created only for joys in this world, and then they would cease to exist when they died. That's a good point. And St. Alphonsus' point, of course, is that obviously there are not some people created for heaven and some who are not. God wants us all to get to heaven. But his point, of course, is that so many people act as if they weren't created for heaven, as if they were created just to enjoy this life, and then that would be the end of it. As we begin this season of pre-Lent and get ready for Lent, the Church reminds us in the Epistle and Gospel today of the end for which God created us. He created us to get to heaven, and the fact that if we want to get there, we have to do the things that will get us there. We can't act as if we are created for this world. We read in the Epistle, St. Paul compares it to those who run in a race, that you don't win a race by just sort of sitting there. You practice and you work for it, and then you win the prize. Now, fortunately, in this race for saving our soul, we are all capable of winning that prize, unlike a race in this world, a marathon, where only one person wins the race. But still we have to run and we have to strive for it. And then St. Paul points out how in the Old Testament, all those who passed through the Red Sea, he says that there were so many who passed through the Red Sea, and yet he said with most of them, God was not well pleased. Just the fact that they had this wonderful thing of going through the Red Sea, that wasn't enough for them to get to heaven. They had to lead a good life. And as Scripture says, unfortunately, with most of them, God was not pleased with the life they were living. And he says, all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the spiritual rock which followed them, and the rock was Christ. Yet with most of them, God was not well pleased. And then we had the words of our Lord in the Gospel today, for many are called, but few are chosen. So the Church by this reminds us that if we want to get to heaven, we have to live our life in the way that will get us there. One of the popes from centuries ago, Pope Benedict XII, was asked one time to do for a favor. An ambassador asked him to grant a favor, which he knew he could not grant without committing a sin. And so his answer to the ambassador was, If I had two souls, then perhaps I could waste one of them and lose it by granting this favor you're asking. And then I'd still have one soul left to save. But since I only have one soul, I cannot grant what you ask. And this should be our answer always when we're tempted, when the devil or anyone else tempts us, to say, I've got one soul. If I don't get that soul to heaven, then I've lost everything. Everything depends on getting to heaven. So think of this as we begin Lent, that example of St. Ophanses, that if you had two categories of people and only some could get to heaven, how foolish it would be for those who were capable of getting to heaven if they lived like those who were only made for this earth. And think of, in reality, how short this life is. You know, we even if we lived 100 years old, what will that matter? 500, 1,000 years from now? If we're in heaven someday, this, as we hope and pray, this life, the time that we spend here, will have seemed like nothing. So let us live our life here in a way that if anyone were to look at how we're living our life, they would be able to say that it's clear that we want to get to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.